The last couple of days we've been doing the sugya of Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis going on to Ayin Vav comments that if we paskin no sintam lefgam mutter, so then the only Kedera that's awesome in our Torah is a Kedera Bas Yoma. The only Kedera that needs a hechsher. But once it's a Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma, so then it's no sintam lefgam. Whatever bli is inside the kedera will be no sintam of gam into a tavshil, and that's not going to asin. That's the opinion of the manda amr no sintam of gam mutter. So, what's the problem of using a kedera shena bas yoma b'chalal? Why is there any need to be machshir kalim? So, the truth is, it's not so clear that there is a chiyav to be machshir a kli she'ena ben yama. That's actually a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Tosis Rei quotes the Girsan Rashi that mikan ve'elech lishteri. That after the Kedera is no longer Bas Yom, it's Taka Mutter. Sounds from the version of Rashi that the Tosis would have, that Rashi would say that once it's Ena Bas Yom, at least Minat Torah, it's Mutter Lagami, there's no need for Hechshim. But we don't assume like that. We assume that even if it's Ena Ben Yomo, it still needs Hechshim. The question is why. So our version in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that it's Gzeira Drabonin. Gzeira Kedera Shena Bas Yom, Otu Bas Yom, that we're afraid that you won't wait the requisite amount of time. And that's why Chazal will go there, even on a cliche in a ben yomo, that you're not allowed to use it without hechshir. What is the requisite amount of time? So we said that some achlokos are rishonim. Rashi and the Rabbi Natam learned that even linas laila pogemes. But the Rosh and other rishonim hold that no me'es le'es is necessary. There has to be a 24-hour period between the bishul of Isser and the bishul of Heter in order to be viewed as a kedera she'ena bas yoma. And we talked further what happens if you cook in the interim, something parav, does that reset the clock? Does not reset the clock? But we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you need me'es le'es in order to define the kli as a kli she'ena ben yoma. So comes the Gemara and says that there's a gzera, that even if the kli is ena ben yoma, we've waited me'es le'es, you haven't used it in 24 hours, that technically min haTorah should be mutter, any tavshel that's cooked in this kli is going to be mutter anyway, but the Chacham made a gzera not to use this kli without hechsher, gzera that you're not going to wait the requisite amount of time. The Tosis Rid seems to mention a different reason. He must have had a different gears in the Gemara. Tosis Rid says that midrabanan, you're not allowed to use this kli because ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. There's an old rule that you're not allowed to be mevatlin issa lechatchila. B'di'evet, if you mevatl the issa, then the issa is batel, and then it's mutter to eat from the tarobas. But lechatchila, we don't do that. Lechatchila, we don't do that. So says the Tosis Rid, that's why you can't use a kli she'ena ben yomo. What's going to happen if you use a kli she'ena ben yomo? So then it'll be no sintam lefgam. And no sintam lefgam is mutter. So that's like a bittel. It's like a bittel. It's a way of eating the iser beheter. So says the Tosis Rid, lechatchila, we don't do that. Just like a mevatel in iser lechatchila, we don't take an iser be'en and be mevatel it in a tavshil, to put it into a tavshil, even if we know it's not going to be no sintam into the tavshil. So too, we're not allowed to cook in a kedera that has a bli of iser inside of it. Even though we know the bli of iser is not going to aser the tavshil. Why? Because it's no sintam lefgam. It doesn't matter. Lechatchila, we're not allowed to do that. That's what the Tosis Rid says. So the question is, why didn't our Gemara say that? The version that we have in the Gemara, if you never look at the Tosis Rid, you wouldn't have even imagined such an idea. Our Gemara just says simply that the reason why you're not allowed to use a kli she'ena ben yomo is gezeira. Why don't the Gemara just say Ein Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila? That's the reason. What do you have to be Mechadish a new Gzeira for? So the truth is, this question appears in the Ra'ah, in the Berak HaBayis, in a slightly different form. He asks a kasha that's similar to this on the Rashba on the level of Daraisa. What do I mean? So we mentioned that we paskin Nosin Tam of Gam Mutter. What kind of Pgam do we need to say Nosin Tam of Gam Mutter? So the Rashba in Torah Sabayis makes a statement. He says that no sintam lefgam mutter, meaning you have issa that's no sintam into a tarovis. It's not be'en. It's not by itself. But rather, it's bitarovis. It's mixed in with other dvarim shel heter. With dvarim shel heter. So how lefgam does it have to be in order to be mutter? So the Rashba says, pegam zeh she'amru lo shepogem legami at she'eino nechal machmas pegam zeh, hel afilu pogem ktsas. The Rashba says that it doesn't have to be pogem legamri. Doesn't have to be pogam legamri. If it just doesn't put a good taste into the tavshil, it's already mutter. When it comes to eating the iser be'en, if you're going to eat it by itself, so the Rashba concedes, then it has to be pogam legamri. Why does it have to be completely pogam if you're eating it be'en? That's because that's derived from lo sochu kol nevela la gerasha b'sharecha t'nena va'achola. That the only type of nevela that's asu is the nevela that's ru'uya l'ger. But if it's eina ru'uya l'ger, then it's going to be mutter. So the way to make it mutter is only if it's eina ru'uya l'ger. It's not enough just to be pogam a little bit. It has to be eina roi klal. If it's only pogam b'miktas, a ger might eat it. He might say, look, you know, I'm hungry. Okay, it doesn't taste so great, but it's not so bad. I'll get a nutritional benefit from it. It has to be eino roi leger klal in order for it to be mutter. That's if you eat a be'en. But says the Rashba, if you're not eating a be'en, if you're mixing it into a taroves, so then even if it's not no sintam leshvach, as long as it's pogim b'miktas, it's going to be mutter anyway. It's going to be mutter anyway. And says the Rashba, and I'll bring you a raya to this. The reality is a kedera shena bas yoma, if you cook iser in a kedera, and now you use that kedera to cook heter in it. So is that going to be no sin, tam lefgama, a pagam gomer? It's pogam legamri inside the walls of the kedera? It's not good. It's the taste has turned a little bit. But is it pogam legamri? Fractarashba? Chor, it's not pogam legamri. It's pogam a little bit. Right, it'll be pogim the taroves a little bit, but it's not going to be pogim the taroves terribly. It's not going to ruin everything in the taroves. It's just not going to be nosin tam l'shvach. And nevertheless, min haTorah keder shena bas yoma is not going to aser. So what do you see from this, Dr. Rashba, that nosin tam l'fgam mutter applies even if the tam l'fgam in the taroves is not pogim legamri? If you eat the iser be'en, then it has to be pogim legamri to be mutter. But if you're going to be matir, the tarovas, because the iser is only nosin tam lefgam, it's enough if it's nosin tam lefgam b'miktas, if it's not putting a good taste into the tafshil. Doesn't have to be pogam legamri to be mutter, and that's why keder shena bas yoma is not going to aser, even though it's not pogam legamri. The tam that's going to come out of the keder, if you cook something in a keder that hasn't been used for 24 hours, what, the tafshil is going to taste terrible? It's not pogam legamri, it's pogam a little bit, it's going to put a little bit of a bad taste into the tafshil. But that's enough to say that this iser is not going to ask the tavshul because it's not putting a tam l'shvach into the tavshul. So Zokta Rashba, that's the raya that doesn't have to be pogam legamri when it's nosin tam l'fgam into a tarovas. But where do we learn this halacha from? Where do we learn that nosin tam l'fgam into a tarovas is mutter? From the same place that we learn that if the iser is pogam be'etzem, it's going to be mutter. Nevela she'ena ru'uya l'ger, l'chora. Right, so if we're learning it from the same place, then how can you split between the two? Pogam batzmuso, it needs to be pogam legamri. Pogam et satarovis, it only has to be pogam b'miktas. Why? Well, what's going on over here? So apparently, the answer is, I mean, the Rashba himself says, is that the halachas are a little bit different. Right, when you're talking about nosin tam lefgam into a tarovis, what halacha are you invoking to say that there's an issa? The halacha of tam ke'ikr. So the halacha of tam ke'ikir is only going to aser if it's no sin tam l'shvach. But if it's no sin tam l'fgam, then there is no tam ke'ikir. You can't say the tam is like the ikir and it's going to aser if it's not no sin tam l'shvach. Aye, but I'm learning it from the same place. It's not a nevela shenu ru'uya l'ger b'chlal. So apparently what you have to say, this is what the Prima Godin points out in Simen Kuv Gimel at the beginning. The Prima Godin says that it's just like a dimyan ba'alma. That once we see that there's a concept called nosin tam lefgam, that the iser ba'atzmuso can be pogam legamri, and then it's mutter, because it's only pogam. So from that we see that pagam plays an important role in iser v'heter. If pagam plays an important role in iser v'heter, then it makes sense that where you need tam to create an iser, midin tam ke'ikar, then if that tam is nosin tam lefgam, if it's not a good taste, it's not going to aser. Even if it's not pogam legamri. The fact that we see from the din of pogam be'etzem, when the iser itself is pogam be'etzem, it's mutter, even though that requires a level of pogam legamri, but we see that pagam plays a role to be matir. So then, betarovas also pagam should play a role to be matir. But it shouldn't have to be pogam legamri, because there we're not talking about the iser be'etzem, the iser itself, but rather, we're talking about the effect of the iser on the tarovis. There, we're trying to ask him midin tam ke'ikar. So, if we're trying to ask him midin tam ke'ikar, it makes sense that the extrapolation from pogum be'en to pogum b'tarovis should be that if the iser is not nosin tam l'shvach into the tarovis, it should be mutter, even if it's not pogum legamri. Okay, this is how the Rashba explains how the Prima Gadim adds a little bit to the Rashba. Okay, so this is the shita of the Rashba, that nosin tam l'fgam into a tarovis is going to be mutter, even if it's not pogum legamri, and he brings a raya from keder she'ena bas yama. Mori.
I'm not the Gemara and like Pogma Porta for Yomo. So do we not pass him what that she does, even a little bit on the first day, a little bit of a chemo. Does that not matter according to
Rashba? So the truth is, we don't really paskin like the cheetah, right? We assume that nosen tam afgam mutter. So it's hard to know how to apply that cheetah to the way we're paskin. The Rashba is working within Rabbi Shimon. He's working within nosen tam afgam mutter. Right, so it could be Rabbi Meir's learning a little bit differently. Okay. The Ra'ah in Berak HaBayis disagrees with the Rashba, and he says that even by nosin tam lefgam into a tarovis, it has to be pogem legamri in order for it to be mutter. And he says it's poshut because we're learning it from the veila she'ena ru'ya leger. The veila she'ena ru'ya leger has to be pogem legamri in order to be mutter. So that's true whether the pogam is talking about the iser be'en or it's talking about the iser b'tarovis. It's doch the zel bazach. If it has to be pogem legamri for the iser be'en, so then for the iser b'tarovis, it also has to be pogem legamri. Ma'ishna zem izeh. That's the Ra'ah Shita. The Prima Gadim there in Simen Kuv Gimel in the Mishpat Zov Simchat Aleph has a very interesting nafgamina between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. There are many nafgamina that the post can mention. But the one very famous nafgamina that the Prima Gadim talks about is Isurei Mashu, like Chometz BePesach. Is there a din of no sentam lefgam by Chometz BePesach if you cook Chometz on Pesach itself in the Kedera? Right? Is there an iser mashehu of chametz with Pesach? Let's say it's no sentam lefgam, but we know chametz is also b'mashehu. So is there a heter of no sentam lefgam by chametz with Pesach? According to the Rashba, l'chora there should be no heter, because the Rashba is assuming that no sentam lefgam into the taroves is a heter based on bittel, basically. Right, that the reason why nosin tam lekam is mutter is because the din of tam keiker can't apply. Tam keiker only applies if it's nosin tam leshvach, and if it's not nosin tam leshvach, it's not going to ask. So what does that mean? So if I have shishin, it's not nosin tam leshvach because it's bottle. But emes nosin tam lekam, according to the Rashba, is like a din of bittel. It's like it's just saying you don't have a tam leshvach, so there's no iser over here. So if according to the Rashba, the whole din of nosin tam lekam is based on bittel, that it can't apply by Chametz B'Pesach, because since Chametz B'Pesach is Aser B'Mashu, you can't have a Din Bittel. So no Sintam Levgam is going to be Aser by Chametz B'Pesach. Whenever you're talking about an Isser Mashu, something that's Aser even B'Mashu, that can't be Mutter by No Sintam Levgam according to the Rashba. It can only be Mutter if it's Pogum Legami. But the Din of No Sintam Levgam into a Tarovis, which the Rashba says doesn't have to be Pogum Legami, right? It doesn't have to be Pogum Legami. So that's not going to apply by Chametz Pesach because the whole heter is based on bittel, and there is no heter of bittel by Chametz Pesach. That's according to the Rashba. But according to the Ra'ah, since Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter because it's pogum be'etzem, it's pogum legamri, since Nosin Tam Lefgam into a taroves, according to the Ra'ah, is mutter because it's pogum legamri, so then the heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam is going to apply even by Chametz Pesach. It's going to apply even by Chametz Pesach. Note, the Ra'ah holds that a blia in a keder she'ena bas yoma is pogum legamri. Right? That's the Ra'ah's whole point. The Rashba says, I'll tell you, nosin tam lefgam doesn't have to be pogum legamri because keder she'ena bas yoma is not pogum legamri. The Ra'ah says that can't be, since we're learning nosin tam lefgam of taroves from nosin tam lefgam by be'en. It must be that nosin tam lefgam by taroves is only mutter if it's pogum legamri. So Zakhtar, you have to say that the Belia inside the walls of a Kedera Shena Bas Yoma is Taka Pogam Lagamri. You have to say that. It's Pogam Lagamri inside the walls of the Kedera. Because if not, then there will be no Heter of Nosin Tam of Gam. So comes the Prima Gadim and says, let's say I have a Kli Shena Ben Yomo that is Chametz Pesach inside of it. The Ra'ah says that that's Pogam Lagamri. The Rashba says it's not Pogam Lagamri, but it's Mutter anyway, because it won't be Pogam the Taroves. So what's the din by Chametz Pesach? So, according to the Rashba, it's going to be Aser, because there is no din bittel by chametz pesach is asa b'mashu. According to the Ra'ah, since the Ra'ah views the blia inside the walls of the keder shen basyom as being pagam lagamri, then even by chametz pesach it's going to be mutter. Okay, that's just one nafkamina between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. So comes the Ra'ah and asks the following kasha on the Rashba. With that background, now we can understand the kasha of the Ra'ah. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Ra'ah inside. Okay? Ra'ah writes like this. He says, Ve'ino nochon klal. He says, the pshat of the Rashba, that nosen tam afgam doesn't have to be pugam legamri, I think it's wrong. The imkain, lefid varav, pleitas kedei razu she'ena bas yoma, who she'ena oseres, mishum denesinas tam shela ena leshvach. According to the Rashba, why is the kedei she'ena bas yoma mutter minatora? Because it's nosen tam leshvach, it's nosen tam afgam into the terovis. It's not because it's pogum be'etzem, it's pogum legamri, no. By itself, it's not pogum. It's just it's not going to be nosen tam leshvach into the terovis. It's going to be bittel in the Tarovis. Right? Bittel, like the Prima Godin is explaining the Rashba. It's like a din bittel. It's not that it's pogum legari, pogum be'etzem, intrinsically pogum, intrinsically deficient. No, intrinsically it's not so deficient. It's just not l'shvach. So it's not going to put a good taste into the tapshil. So it's bittel. Avamikomakam abela atzma kamoshu achlo niflat is a Tarohu. But the bela itself, the bli and the kedera is taka is a Torah. So frek the Ra'ah, v'kem and shekein roi hayesh yehei osa levashel balavat lo achshav machmas taruvaso dvar Torah. If you tell me that the Bela inside the Kedera is not pogam legamri, it's just it's going to be bottle in the Tarovas when you cook it and when you use the tavshel to cook a Tarovas inside of it. So then frek the Ra'ah, how is it mutter minatora, not midrabban? How is it mutter minatora to cook in a kedera shena bas yoma bichlal? Im timtziloma da asa levat liyisurin lechatchila da araisa. If you hold that ein mevatlan isa lechatchila zedin da araisa, so then how could it be mutter minatora to cook using a kedera shena bas yoma? You're doch going to be mevatl this isa based on nosen tam lefgam in the Tarovis. Because the Rashba holds that the bli inside the walls of the Kedera are taka not pogum, bats musa. It's just the not nosen tam leshvach into the tavshil. So the iser is going to be bottle, so to speak, in the tavshil because it's nosen tam levgam. But that's bitlis lachatchila. So how's it mutter to use the Kedera shena bas yoma minatorah? The whole reason why we don't use it is only exerad rabbana minatorah, it's mutter. How's it mutter minatorah? It's aim of atlanis lachatchila. Fact So Zok the Ra'ah, I think the Rashba is dead wrong. I think that the bli inside the walls of the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma must be Pogam Batzmus, so it's Pogam Lagamri. Not only from the fact that we're learning such a halacha from the Vela She'ena Re'uya Lager, but also from the fact that Minat Torah, it's mutter to use the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, and according to the Rashba, it doesn't make any sense. That's the Kasha the Ra'ah. Now that's similar to the Kasha that we asked, but it's just on a different level. We asked, why does Agamara have to think up the gzera of Eina Bas Yoma to explain why midrabanan we're not allowed to use the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma? Right? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah is talking on a level of drabanan. Why do we need to the gzera of Kedera Shena Bas Yoma? Just say Ein Mevatlanisa Lechatchila, and that's why it's also to use the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma. The Ra'ah is asking a much more fundamental question. He's saying on a level of Daraisa, we know Minat Torah, it's mutter to use the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma. Why is that mutter according to the Rashba? If according to the Rashba, the whole heter is based on the fact that even though the bli inside the walls of the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma is not Pogam Batzmuso, it's still mutter because it's Nosen Tam Levgam into the Tyroves. It's not going to ask the Tyroves because there's not Nosen Tam Leshvach, there's no Din Tam Ki Iker. But if the bli inside the walls of the Kedera is not Pogam Atzmuso, so how is it mutter to cause a nosen tam levgam? That should be like a bittel issa lechatchila, an ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. Well, so what's the answer? What's the answer to both of these questions? So the Rashba and the Mishmeres Abayis offers an answer. I didn't actually assign this to you, but let's take a look at it together, okay? We're not going to read the whole Mishmeres Abayis, but at least a little bit. Rashba writes like this. Umashachoshav lekushya de kevan shehabela shebekedera mitzaratz maroy leger. Himkein hechitira ha-Torah kedera shehen basyoma lechatchila. The Maishna mima arev chatichas nevela besoch shishim shalhete de osalavat l'issa lechatchila afilu midaraisa. Right? That's the Ra'oz Kasha, right? They're always troubled. How can you say that it's mutter min ha-Torah to cook in a kedera shehen basyoma lechatchila? Since the Bela mitzaratzmo in the Kedera is Roy Lager, it's doch bitlis lechatchila. And if aim of atlanis lechatchila, you can't put a piece of nevela into shishim of heter, even though it's not going to aser, because it's bitlis lechatchila. So to over here, talk to Rashba, ain bidvarav klu. Right? Nothing doing. I think he's dead wrong. Why? So let's see. So he says, Choda, demenole demidaraisen of atlan is lechatchila. Dilma midaraisen is shasharihu. Elamid Rabbanan Bilvad Huda Asim. He says, first of all, the din that ain't mevatlan is lechatchila, who says that's a din daraisa bechalal? And if it's a din darabbanan, so then there's no kasha on the daraisa. The reason why minatori you can cook in a kedera shehen basyom is because you're allowed to be mevatlan is lechatchila minatori. Right? We had a whole discussion about this, if you recall, way back. I remember in the sugi of Tam Keikar, Zerah B'Sheila, and Sarichasim Ebeis. Rashi and Tosfos, the Rishonim talk about is Zayim Vatlan Isla Chatchila Din Daraisa or Din Rabbanan. So the Rashba says, first of all, who claims that that din is Daraisa? If it's not Daraisa, the whole question of the Ra'ah never began. But that's not what I want to focus on. He says, V'lo Od, he skips down a little bit, V'lo Od, El Afilu Mishadocha Osa Alocha, U'masik Mino Da'osa Levatliser Midaraisa. Even if you'll say that Bidl Isla Chatchila is Taka Din Daraisa, Hainu levatel iser be'eno ke'enz roash mevashel im ha'ayl. The efshel levashel zebefnei atzma v'zebefnei atzma. That's only in a case where it's possible that you won't have the shishim. You won't have the shir bittel. You can cook it by itself. Right? You can cook the items by themselves. You can cook them together. Different ways of cooking them. V'chid shabot Torah levashlam yachad de'ein b'sheila elashlema. Avol bela shebekedera e efsher. The blia in the kedera, it's impossible to cook in such a way that it's going to aser. I mean, keep in mind, this blia is a blia she'ena ben yomo. It's after 24 hours. There is no way to cook this blia and aser something with the blia. If you have iser be'en, so then you can cook the iser be'en in a way that it'll aser. You can cook the iser be'en in a way that it's not going to aser. If you have shishim, it's mutter, it doesn't aser. If you don't have shishim, it is going to aser. So there are ways that you can cook this iser and create an iser. So if you hold a mevatlan iser lechatchila, then the Torah says, don't cook this iser, even in a way that it's not going to aser the Torah, is because, hey, you might make a mistake, you might not have the right shear. But, says the Rashba, when you're talking about a blia and dofnei ha-kedera and the walls of the kedera, a blia that's eino ben yomo, there ain't no way, right? There is no way that you can cook that use that pot and have that blia come out into the terobos and it's going to be nosen tam ha-shvach. It's impossible. It's not pogum in the walls of the kedera, but it's going to be nosen tam ha-shvach when it comes out. There's no way that it's going to create an iser. In such a case, the Torah would never say that it's osa levata lechatchila. Avu bela shebekedera e efsher ulefikach mutter kevan shepogem tarovas the iata ochlo laolam ela bepogma uve tarovas. It's impossible to eat this iser in the walls of the kedera betaroves without pgam. It's gonna be levgam in a tarovas no matter what. Shishim, no shish, doesn't matter. It's always gonna be nosnamakam. It's always gonna be mutter. So the Torah never said lechatchila that you're not allowed to be mevatel this iser because it's impossible. It's impossible to eat a beiser. Ve'od adds the Rashba, Shema tabol eser akadera la'olam, ika hefsid kalim. He adds another svar. He says, look, if minatori you can't use the kedera shenavas yoma, there's a hefsid kalim. So because there's a hefsid kalim, so therefore you can be mitzarif that to the other svara to say that it's mutter minatori to use the kedera shenavas yoma. But the ika svar of the Rashba is the first svar. That you can't say that Eim Avatlin Issa Lechatchila would tell me that I can't use a Kedera Shehen Bas Yoma, because it's impossible. It's impossible that's going to produce a problem. The din that emavatlan isa lechatchila, that's only where it's possible that the isa can create a problem. But if it can't create a problem, then there's no issue. There's no issue to be mevatel the isa lechatchila. This idea is very similar to another concept that the Rashba has in a different context. The Rashba writes that emavatlan isa lechatchila does not apply by a kli shadarko lehishtamesh b'shefa. What does that mean? That means, let's say there's a small amount of issa that was nivla, that was absorbed into a kli. You know, it was a certain amount of issa, and it fell on the kli. It wasn't the size of the entire kli. You see, normally when we cook issa in the kli, we don't know how much issa is going to be nivla into the walls of the kli. So we always are assuming that the entire kli is full of issa. B'didei misharina, we're always going to be mishar, the tavshil, keneged the whole keder, right? You have to assume that you need shishim connect the whole keder. But let's say we know that a little piece of schmaltz, a little piece of nevela touched the wall of the keder. We know what the shear is. And the kli is darko lehishtamish bo b'shefa. You always use the kli, you're always cooking in the kli with a full kli, a full vat. It's always used full. So you know that issa can't be no sintam into the tarovah. It's impossible. It's never going to happen. Zokta Rashba, even lechatchila you can cook in that kli. Since the kli is darko lishtamish b'shefa, and it's impossible, it's never going to happen that you'll cook it in such a way that the issa is going to be nosen tam into the tarobes. Zokta Rashba, the din of ein mevatlin is lechatchila does not apply in that context. What's the Rashba seemingly saying? That ein mevatlin is lechatchila is almost like a gezeiris, like a siog, that we're afraid that you'll make a mistake, you won't have the right shear. So therefore, you're not allowed to use this kli. You're not allowed to cook this isser in a way that you'll have a bittel, because maybe you won't have the right shear. So says the Rashba, if it's darko lishtamish ba'oso kli b'shefa, then you'll always have the shear. So if you'll always have the shear, there's no reason to be concerned. So then lechatchila, you're allowed to cook in that kli. The tour has an interesting kasha on the Rashba. Let's take a look at this tour. Tua says, let's see. Oh, Kosov Arashba, this is a tour in Yoredeh Kufchav Bey Sifhe. Kosov Arashba, Issa Muat, Shenivla Bakli, Himdarko Shalosa Kli, Shalola Shtamish Babaheter, Muat, Bechde Sheitain Zetam Beheter, Sheishtamshu Bo Kemo Kedere Gedola, Vachavis Gedola, Hareza Mutal Shtamish Balachatchila. You have an issa muat, a small issa that's nivla into the walls of the kli. If it's normal for this kli never to use it for a heter muat, you're never going to cook only a small amount of it. You'll always use it for a lot. Then even lechatchil it's mutter to cook in it. Alfo pishu ben yom, even if it's a ben yom. Levisha e efshir lovo lidei nesinas tam. Because it's not possible that it's going to come to nesinas tam. Avalem hu kli shemishtamshu bo bedavar muat, kimo ka'ara, chiyotzi bo asa lishtamish bo shemivatlan issa lechatchila. But if it's like a ka'ara, a plate, you don't always fill up the plate completely, you fill it up a little bit. Right? It's not like a kidera. So there, lechatchila, you can't use it because we're afraid that maybe, even though it's an issamuah, maybe there won't be a shibitl. Zokta tur, ve'eno nir lahatir, I think he's wrong. Eino nir lahatir mikal v'chomer, I think mikal v'chomer, it must be incorrect. Da'afilu kidera she'ena bas yoma shimuteres asura mishum gzera atu bas yoma. Says the tour, I have a simple kasha on the Rashba from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that Chazal made a gzeira of kedera shen bas yoma to bas yoma. Even though in a kedera shen bas yoma, it's impossible to cook it be'isser, because it's never going to be nosen tam l'shvach into the taroves. So if the Chazal made a gzeira of keder shen bas yoma to bas yoma, so then kolshken kal v'chomer, you should make a gzeira by kli shadarko lishtamish bo b'shefa. You could be mishtamish bo b'davar muad. You could have an isra over here. The bliya is not eino ben yoma. The bliya is ben yoma. So even though it's darko lishtamish bo b'shefa, but so what? If you're not mishtamish b'shefa, you're not mishtamish with a lot of heter, then it will create an isra. So from the gzeir of Kedera Shem HaSyama, don't you see against what the Rashba is saying? It's up to Beis Yosef. I don't see the Torah's kasha. I think the Rashba is right. What's the difference between the Gzera, Kederesh and Bas Yoma, Atu Bas Yoma? The difference between the Gzera, Kederesh and Bas Yoma, Atu Bas Yoma, and the Klisha, Darko, Lishtanash, Rav Shefa. The difference is that by the Gzera, Kederesh and Bas Yoma, Atu Bas Yoma, you're talking about the same Kli. The same Kli is either before 24 hours or after 24 hours. It's normal to use the Kli in the same way. The same way. Right? So Chazal made a gzera that maybe you just won't wait the proper amount of time. If you don't wait the proper amount of time, then you're going to have a problem. But by Kli Shadako Lishtarish V'Shefa, yes, it's possible to use it B'davar Mu'ad. It's possible to create an Isser. But the normal usage of the Kli will never, never bring you to Isser. By Kederesh Ena Bas Yoma, if you use it within 24 hours, you will have an Isser in the Tavshil. The normal way to use the Kli will produce an Isser. As long as you use it within 24 hours. So that's why Chazal made a Gzeira of Kederesh Ena Bas Yoma to Bas Yoma. But by Kli Shadako Lishtarish V'Shefa, if you use the Kli in the normal way, it will never produce an Isser. So if it will never produce an Isser, then Chazal would not go around this. The Lashon of the Beis Yosef is Enkan Kusha Klal Lo Damu LaHadadi Da'akan Lo Shari HaRashba Elo Lefi She'eno Motzli Lehishtamish Boso Kli B'davar Mu'at V'chol Davar She'eno Motzli En Choshishin Lo Ma Inyan Zeh L'Kedera Bas Yoma V'Shin Bas Yoma She'odam Osri Levashel B'zu V'zu By Kedera She'en Bas Yoma Kedera Bas Yoma, it's the same Kli. It's totally normal to use it in a way that you can produce an Isser as long as you use it within 24 hours. So Chazal are going to be gozer on such a Kli. But Kli Shadak Lushtarish V'Shefa, since it's never normally used in a way that you'll have an Isser, then even if the Bliya is Ben Yomo, there still shouldn't be a problem. There is no Gzera because Chazal are not going to be gozer since that's not the normal usage of the Kli. You see from the Rashba, the same Yisod in these two contexts. The Rashba here in the Mishmar HaSabayis is answering the Ra'oz Kash on a level of the Raisa. He says, why Minatar is a mutter to use a Kederesh Ena Bas Yoma? Even if the Bliya is not Pogam Batzmuso in the walls of the Kedera, but the reality is it can't create Issa. It can't create Issa. Because it's always going to be no Sin Tam of Gam into the Tarovis. So Zokta Rashba, the din that Ein Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila, that can't apply because it's impossible. It's impossible to create Issa. Rashba similarly says, by Kli Shadako Lehishtamish B'Shefa, even though it is possible to create an Isser, but where it's absolutely abnormal to use the Kli in such a way that an Isser is going to be created, that too will be Mutter Levashel Bo. The din of Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila will not apply in such a context. A similar idea. It's not exactly as extreme, but it's a similar idea that what the Rashba is saying is that if it's impossible to create an Isser here, or it's very unlikely because it's not normal to use the Kli in that way, so then there's no reason to say that lechatchila one should not use that Kli. Okay. Questions? Okay, let's move on to the next sugya.
You ready?
Yes. Mori? Okay, yeah.
I don't know if it was the Vayner Baruch, we talked about Chakika Natsa Nevela. So could we not apply that maybe Chakika Natsa Nevela and
you can't have Chaticha Nasis Nevela if the Bliya that's coming out is Nosin Tam Lefgam. Chaticha Nasis Nevela is an expansion on Tam Ke'iker. First you need Tam Ke'iker, that's first base. After you get to first base, so then you can say, not only will it Aser, but now Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and I need Shishim Keneged the whole amount. Right? But if it's Nosin Tam Lefgam into the Tavshil, then I can't even have a din of Tam Ke'ikr. Without a din of Tam Ke'ikr, I can't get the Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Okay? Okay. Okay, now that we've talked about the Gemara and Avodah Zarah at great length, there's still more to discuss, but okay, we're going to leave some of the details of the Gemara. But we got some of the basic Yesodos of Hechsher Kelim. Different types of Hechsher, Hadocha and Hagola and Libun. We talked about Kabbalah Kachpolto. We discussed Kederesh Ena Bas Yoma. Kederesh Ena Bas Yoma is a very, very important yesod, a very important part of the sugya, because it's going to help us a lot, right? When you do Hagolah, so it's important to know, am I being magil a kli, and am I going to aser the kli that I'm magil inside, right? I'm putting a kli of iser inside a kli of heter, so what's going to happen? So it's very important to keep in mind that you have to do it in such a way that it's not going to aser the kli that you're doing Hagolah inside. So either if you have shishim, it won't be a problem, But very often you can't have shishin. So knowing that b'di'evet a keder shen basyom is not going to aser, that will explain why we will always try to wait until the kli that you're doing hagala on, the kli that you're kashering, has not been used in 24 hours. And then, even if you don't have shishim in the boiling water that you're putting the kli into, it's not a problem, because it can never aser the water. And it's this context where you're not being mevashel, but rather you're coming to be machshir, the gzeira of keder shen basyoma, otu basyoma, was never said. What are some of the types of kelim that require hechshir? So, we often talk about klei mateches, metal kelim. We talked about that in the context of tfilas kelim, and in the context of hechshir kelim as well. Metal kelim are the classical kelim that are used. They do require hechshir. Metal kelim require hechshir, and one is able to be machshir metal kelim as well. Right? There are two questions to address. What requires hechshir, and can you be machshir it? So metal kelim are good. Right? They do require hechshir, but one can be machshir them. According to most poskim, wooden or stone kelim also require hechshir, and they are kasherable. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeyan, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph Siv Beis. Okay? One type of kli that cannot be kashered, a very famous type of kli that the poskim mentioned, the Gemara already said that cannot be kashered, is klei cheres. Klei cheres, earthenware kelim, the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Amud Beis says it can't be kashered. This is a very important yisod. This is, earthenware mugs and bowls, china dishes, they can't be kashered. They can't be kasher. Why not? Why not? So the Gemara in Psachim has a very famous statement. Torah says that HaTorah ha'ida al klicheres sheneyotze midei dofyo la'olam. The Torah was made about a klicheres that even though chazinan lehu demidaisi, chazinan lehu demidaisi, we see that the klicheres sweats, right? We see the klicheres sweats. That means it is maflit a little bit, but it's not going to be maflit completely. It's ena yotzmi de dofyo la'olam, that the bliak doesn't leave the walls of the klicheres forever. It's always going to be maflit a little bit. Each time it's going to be maflit a little bit. But because it doesn't leave forever, so we have to assume, we don't know when the bliak is going to come out. Maybe the first hagol, only a tiny amount came out. So if you still have a lot of the bliak inside and you're going to use the klicheres, then it's going to aser the food. Okay? So the rule that the Gemara Pesachim sets forth on the Aflam and Abbas is that hagola doesn't work for a klicheres. It's impossible. Hagola is not going to work for a klicheres. And how about Liban? How about Liban? Liban is not Hagola. So does Liban work for a klicheres? So the answer is no. The Gemara says that Liban's not going to work for a klicheres either, because we're afraid dil machayis alei de paki. Right? That the person's going to be afraid that if he tries to do Liban with the klicheres, then it's going to break. So he's not going to leave it in for a long enough period of time. He's not going to do a proper hechshir. So the rule is neither hagala nor liban work by a klicheres. You can't kasher a klicheres. So Tosus in Psachim Eis HaKasha, that the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadivav Amud Aleph says that hachzara lekivshonos does work. That if you have a klicheres, they had klicheres in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so the Torah says in Bechli Nechoshes Bushalo Mar Veshuta Bamayim and Bechli Cheres Yishover. Kli Cheres requires Shvira. Right, you can't kasher the Kli Cheres; it requires Shvira. But the Gemara in Zvachim says that if you machzel the kivshonos, if you put it back into the kiln, you put it into the kiln, which is hotter, presumably that's even hotter than regular libum. So then it works. It works for a klicheres. But I thought you told me that Torah hidal klicheres and yotzim de dofyo la'olam. If the bali is not going to leave the klicheres la'olam, and liban doesn't work by klicheres either because we're afraid dilma paki, so how can achzar lekivshonos work? That's Tosis kasha. That is Tosis kasha. Rabbi Shechtman in his sefer Be'ikvei Atzon in page Kuf Mem Vav writes that according to the Ra'ah, that's not really a kasha. Right? According to the Ra'ah that we quoted at the beginning of the Hechshir Kelim Shiurim, it's not such a kasha. Why? Because the Ra'ah learns that Liban and Hagala work in a different way. Liban and Hagala work in a different way. Liban is sorif es abliya b'mkomo. Hagala expels, brings out the bliya from the walls of the kedera. But Liban is sorif es abliya b'mkomo. So according to the Ra'ah, yes, it might be true that the Torah is made, Sheino Yotzmi Deidofi Ola Olam, that the Blia can't leave the walls of the Klicheres forever. But as long as the Chashash of Chaya Saleh Dilma Paki, that the person's going to be concerned about his Kli, he's going to want to protect his Kli and not give it a full Hechsher because he's afraid it's going to break, as long as that Chashash doesn't apply, then Libun Taka should work for a Klicheres. According to the Ra'ah, even regular Libun, even you know, the most common Libun, let's say 700 degrees, right? 700 degree Libun, Rav Moshe holds that even if you deny Kabbalah Kapoto, even if you say that Libun is sort of as a Bliya B'mkomo, and you need a certain level of heat, but that type of Libun should work by Kli Charis. The problem is that we're always concerned that he's not going to do the Libun properly. He's not going to leave it inside properly, because Chayas Alei Dilma Paki. But Zok Rebbe Shechter, if he's machzir the kivshonos, if he puts the klicheres into the kiln, he puts it into a very high temperature, he puts it into a self-cleaning oven, so then you can't say chayas alayo dil mapaki, because clearly he's not concerned about that. Right? If he's putting it like back into the kivshon, so then the chashash of chayas alayo dil mapaki falls away. So if that chashash falls away, so then according to the Ra'ah, the klicheres should be able to be kashered using Libun. Because since it's Sarvas Abliya B'mkomo, it doesn't matter that the Bliya is not going to leave the walls of the Klicheres. It's burnt inside of the walls of the Klicheres. So as long as we're not concerned that the person is not going to do a full Heksher on this Kli, then the Heksher of Libun should take a work by a Klicheres. Okay, so according to this, if you put your Klicheres, let's say you put your china dishes into a self-cleaning oven, there are some Rabbanim that recommend that if you have a china dish that gets a Blias Isser on it, or someone gives you a Yerusha of china dishes from a non-observant relative or something, and you want to kasher them, you could put it into your self-cleaning oven. If it survives the self-cleaning oven, then you can use them. People have done this, from what I hear, people have done this, and it works. I wouldn't recommend it. I'm too nervous. But I've heard that there are some rabbanim that recommend that's the best way. That's the only way, but it is a way that you can kasher Kli Charis, you can kasher china dishes, because Libun is Sarifas Ablia B'mkomo. So if it's Sarifas Ablia B'mkomo and you put it into the self-cleaning oven and you turn on the self-cleaning oven, the oven locks, you're not going to take it out. And the fact that you're putting it there obviously means that you're taking a chance. You're not afraid that it's going to get ruined. You're going to leave it there as long as you need to, to make sure that the Heksher is going to be good. So if it works, it works. And it should be served as a Bliya B'mkomo. And it'll work for a Kli Charis. So according to this, what emerges is that Lefi the Ra'ah, we have three interesting distinctions between Hagola as opposed to Libun. First of all, Kabbalah Kachpolto will not work by Libun, according to the Ra'ah, because the Libun is served as a Bliya B'mkomo. Secondly, he says Heksher B'miktas HaKli will not work. Now, we found that others, even others who claim that Libun is Mafut the Bliya, even they say that Heksher B'miktas HaKli doesn't work. That's the Rashba, right? But the Torah said maybe Heksher B'miktas HaKli should work, right? But according to the Ra'ah, there's a chilik between Hagol and Libun. By Hagol, maybe Efshemen can zogin that Heksher B'miktas HaKli, you're Machshir part of the Kli, so the heat is going to draw it out from the whole Kli. Okay, but by Libun that's not going to work, because Libun is functioning in a different way. It's not maflit the Bliya, it's burning the Bliya. So if it's burning the Bliya, then you have to apply the Libun to every part of the Kli. And thirdly, those two were chumras, according to the Ra'ah. But here we have a kula, that according to the Ra'ah, if we assume that Libun is service of Libun Komo, then maybe there might be a hechsher of Libun by a Klichas. That as long as there's no chashash of chayas alei dilma paki, that he's concerned that it's going to break the kli, so then Libun should work by a kli cheres, because it's service of Libun Kamo. It's service of Libun Kamo. Tosfos offers a different answer to this question. Why does achzar lekivshonos work? Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says like this, Dezelo choshev yotzi midei dofya, dekevan sheheziko nase kekli chodosh. Rabbi Natam says, you know why Achzar L'Kivshonos works? It's not because Achzar L'Kivshonos removes the concern that the person is not going to do a full Heksher. He's going to take it out before the time because he's afraid it'll break. No. It's because Hachzara l'Kivshonos, as the name indicates, you're putting it back into the kiln. You're making a new kli. Ponim chadoshos ba'u l'kan. There's a new kli over here. So if there's a new kli, then there's no problem. If there's a new kli, so then the Isser is not going to be a problem anymore. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam seems to be learning. The Rabbeinu Tam seems to be learning that Libun is not Sorifis Abliya B'mkomo. No, it's Maflit Abliya, just like Hagola. Aye, but the Bliya doesn't leave the Klicheres Lagamri. Zakti Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because the reality is that Hachzar L'Kivshonos is like creating a new Kli. It's like a Panim Chadoshos. And if you create a new Kli, then the Isser is not going to play a role. It's not going to be a problem anymore. What does that mean? What is the Rabbeinu Tam saying? You can create a new kli, mitzat halacha, from today till tomorrow. You can say, panim chadoshos, bo l'kan, it's a new kli, I put it into the kiln, it's like a new kli, great, but it has a bli of iser in the kli. If you don't say that the libun is going to be surface a bli of imkama, what did you accomplish by putting the kli back into the kivshon? So al pidin, you made a new kli, but so what that you hocus pocus made a new kli, but there's a bli inside the kli, so what changed? So l'chora, the answer is, Rabbi Shechta has a similar idea, but it's a little bit of a different nusach. The answer might be, look, after the kli is Eina Ben Yomo, so technically speaking, it's not going to create an Isser anyway. If you cook, if you use the kli, it's not going to create any Isser in the Tavshah. Not going to create any Isser in the Tavshah. But Chazal will go there. You're not allowed to use a kli Sheina Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. What are Chazal saying? Let's try to understand, let's formulate what this gzera is. Basically, Chazal is saying you can't use a kli shel iser. As Tosis explains, once you cooked with this kli, once the tam ha iser entered into the kli l'shvach, you're not allowed to use this kli. It's defined as a kli shel iser, and now you're not allowed to use this kli. Even though right now the iser is not going to aser, but so what? Chazal made a gzera. They said once this kli was nesar, you can't use this kli shel iser. So it could be what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Is that if the whole gzeira of Keder Sheina Bas Yoma is that you're not allowed to use a kli shel iser, you're not allowed to use a kli that iser was cooked in, even though right now it's in a state that it can't aser a tavshul because it's Eina Ben Yomo, it's Nosen Tam Lefgam, but it's a kli shel iser, it's a kli that had iser cooked in it. But if you machzir the kli l'kivshonos and you make a kli chadash, ponim chadashos bo'olakan, so maybe we don't associate this kli with the original kli that you cooked iser in. It's not called a kli shel iser because it's a new kli. Aye, but there's a bli inside of it. No, but it's no sintam of kam anyway. And maybe the whole head to the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that, look, it's going to be Eino Ben Yomo in 24 hours. Right? So after it's Eino Ben Yomo, technically speaking, using the kli is not gonna create any kind of iser. It's not gonna be mavliya iser into the tarovus. It's also tam of gam. I but this exerit rabbana not to use a kli shel iser. No, but if you machzir the kivshonos and you create a new kli, a new shem kli, panim chadoshos bo lekan, so that exerit rabbana doesn't apply anymore because we don't associate the current kli with the previous kli. It's like a new kli. So if it's a new kli, then that exerit rabbana doesn't apply, and therefore one is gonna be able to use this kli. So it comes out one will be able to use the kli even with the bliya inside of it. The bliya is nosen tam v'kam anyway, right? You'll be able to use the kli with the bliya inside of it because it's a new kli. So therefore, the whole gzera d'rabbana doesn't apply in this context. Okay. So far we talked about klei mateches and klei cheres, klei eitz and klei evan, right? Metal kalim, stone kalim, wooden kalim, and earthenware kalim. What's the din of glass kalim? Very, very important shaila. Do you need hechsher for glass kalim, and does hechsher work for glass kalim? So this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pesach at the end of Siman Tov Nun Aleph in Sif Chavov. So he writes that some Rishonim hold that klei zechuchis are like klei cheres. Right? Klei zechuchis are like klei cheres. Since tchilas b'yosem and achol, since you make glass kalim out of sand, some kind of sand material. I'm not such a bucky in glass kalim, but that's what they say. That the glass is made out of some sand-like material. So it's like clay cheres, it's like earthenware kalim. So if it's like earthenware kalim in the way that they're made, so they're like earthenware kalim in the hechsher as well. So just like clay cheres, there's no way to be machsher unless you put it back into the kiln. So too, klei zechuch is glass kelim. You can't be machshir with hagola, nor with libun. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yechiel, quoted by the Beis Yosef, one of the Rishon. That klei zechuch is like klei cheres. They require hechshir, and there's no way to be machshir them. That's a big chumra. They're like klei cheres. The Rav Yo disagrees. The Rav Yo says that actually klei zechuches are the most lenient kelim in the world. Why? The lashon he has is shi'a hein v'lo bali. Shi'a. Shi'a means they're super smooth. Glass kelim are smooth. They're not bolea, he says. So they don't even require hechsher. There is no blia, so they're not going to require hechsher. Wow, from one extreme to the other. One shita in the Rishonim is that glass kelim require hechsher, but they're like lecheres that hechsher doesn't work for them. The other shita is that they don't require hechsher b'chlal. They're shi'a v'lo bali. They're smooth. They're not bolea because they're not bolea, then they don't require any hechsher. How do we paskin in this shayla? So the Mechaber and the Ramah have a machlokas ledina. Right? This is the machlokas and the Mechaber Ramah in Simon Tof Nun Aleph at the very end. Okay? Let's take a look. Mechaber writes, Klei zechuches afilu machnisen lekiyum v'afilu mishtamish ben b'chanin einam tzrichem shum hechsher. She'einam bolim. U'b'shtifa ba'alma sagilahu. The Mechaber paskins l'kula. Big kula for the Sfardim. Mechaber says, klei zechuches don't require any kind of hechsher because they're not bolea. So b'shtifa ba'alma, you just have to rinse them off and it's fine. So up the Ramah, v'yesh machmirin v'omrin de klei zechuches afilu ha'gola lo mahani lahu. V'chein aminig ba'ashkenaz. U'b'nios elo. The Ramah says that the minig is to be machmir. There's some who say that not only do they require hechsher, but hagolah is not even going to work for them. He doesn't talk about libun, achzar lekivshonos. He's talking hagolah. Hagolah is not going to work for klei zechuches because they're like klei cheres, and hagolah doesn't work for a klei cheres because atar hida klei cheres and yotzi midei dofya la'olam. So it's machlokas the Mechaber Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah writes that b'di'eved, if you use the klei zechuches, let's say you kasher the klei, you thought klei zechuches could be kasher, and you use the klei zechuches after the kashering, b'di'eved, according to Ramah Mistama, you're not going to ask the tavshil. You're not going to ask the tavshil. Because the Ramah agrees. Me'ikra din, you don't need hechsher for klei zechuches, just he's machmir. Some of the achronim point out, it's interesting, that the Ramah in Yerideya is not masig on the Mechaber. The Ramah in Yerideya, where the Mechaber echoes his shita, the Ramah is not masig. Mechaber there in Simen, Kuf lamed hei in Yerideya Sifches. He says, Yesh mi sha'omer shlo hechmiru b'shvil shemachniso lakiyum ela b'klei cheres b'lvad. Machniso lakiyum, you put something in there to store for a long period of time, so it has a blia. Right? So some say only by klei cheres, some add eitz, some say even mateches. Avol shel zechuches ledivrei akol ein machmirin bo b'shvil shemachniso lakiyum. But the Mechaber says, zechuches, forget about it. There's no problem b'chlal by zechuches. That's the Mechaber l'shitoso, that Zechuches is not going to be Bolea. Zechuches is not going to be Bolea. The Ramah is not Masik over here, why not? So some of the Achonim point out that the Ramah was only Machmer by Hilchas Pesach. By Hilchas Pesach, the Ramah is Machmer to assume that maybe Klei Zechuches require a Hechsher and you can't be Machshir them properly. But by Shar Yisurim, regular Yisurim, even the Ramah is Mekel, that Zechuches does not require Hechsher. Me'ikar adin, both the Mechaber and the Ramah hold that by Shari Surim, Zechuches does not require Hechsher. So according to this, you'd be able to use the same glass cups for Milchigs and Fleishigs, even to put hot soup in them, if you want. Because the Mechaber certainly says, even B'di'evit, it's not a problem. It's not going to be Bolea. And the Ramah, putting the two Ramahs together, it seems like the Ramah would say, by Shari Surim, it's not a problem. Many poskim hold that it's appropriate to be machmir. Rabbi Willig has commented to me, Rabbi Sobolovsky, on different occasions that it's appropriate to be machmir, not to use the same cups for both. But meikar adin, it really seems like it should be permissible. if you interpret the Ramah in this way, that the Ramah is not being masig on the Mechaber in Yeridaya because he holds that by Shari Surim, there's no reason for Chumrah. But, you know, it's a questionable understanding of the Ramah, so maybe Lechatchila one should be Machmir, not to use the same glass cups, or the same glass kalim, I should say, Fahat food, both for Milchiks and for Fleshiks. But of course, if they become Asr, if the kalim became Asr, so then certainly there's room to be Machshir then, but the Evid, one can be Machshir, Behagola, by Shari Surim, just not from Chametz. And finally, what's the din of plastic? Right? What's the din of plastic kalim? So plastic kalim, the poskim say, definitely are boleya. Even according to the Mechaber, who holds the klei zechuchis are not boleya, plastic is boleya. But the question is, how should you be machshir them? Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Arachayim and Chelek Beisim and Tzadi Beis that you have to treat glass kalim like klei cheres. You can't be machshir them. They become osir, the blir will ask them, but you can't be machshir them at all. I think Rabbi Shechter holds like that as well. That plastic kalim are very chomer. They're like klei cheres, they need hechsher, but you can't be machshir them. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes that Rov Poskim hold that you can be machshir them, but there's a caveat. You can be machshir plastic kalim, but hagola in a kli rishon is not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Because if you put the plastic kalim into the kli rishon, we're afraid that chayes alei dilmapaki, that the plastic kalim might rupture, they might break in the kli. Right? You put them into boiling water in the kli rishon, then perhaps we should be concerned that someone is going to think that the plastic kalim are going to break. So they're not going to leave it. They're not going to put it in properly. They're not going to want to really submerge it into the boiling water. But Iru Kli Rishon, if it was only Nesar B'Irui, right, it wasn't Nesar that it was put into a Kli Rishon. Right? It's not that, let's say you put a plastic spatula, into a Kli Rishon. Right? Put a Milchig spatula into a Fleishik a Kli Rishon. That's not what you did. If you did that, it's a Shaila whether you really can be Machshir that plastic spatula by putting it into a kli rishon with boiling water, because we're afraid you're not going to do it properly. You're afraid it's going to melt. It's not right. It's going to melt. It's going to break. But if the issa was only beiru kli rishon, let's say something spritzed on a plastic kli, plastic bowl or something plastic, so then you can just pour boiling water on top of it. Rabbi Willig wanted to say that maybe that's okay. Right, that since Rov Poskim assume that you can kasher plastic, so as long as you're only kashering through Iru Kli Rishon, we're not concerned that Chayes Alei Dilmapaki, that you're not going to do a proper job because you're afraid that it's going to melt. So maybe there might be a heter to kasher the plastic through Iru Kli Rishon. Of course, all of this is talking about from Shari Surim, not from Chametz. By Chametz, we would be more machmer and we wouldn't kasher plastic. Based on this, Rabbi Willig assumes that one can kasher a dishwasher even if the inside is made out of plastic. Because again, if we're talking about Shari Surim and not Chametz, the dishwasher only became Neser through Iru Kli Rishon. And even if the bottom of the dishwasher is made out of plastic, the reality is Kabbalah Kachpolto, there's no concern that if you turn the dishwasher on, it's going to get ruined. So if you assume that plastic can be kashered, so then you should be able to kasher a dishwasher that's made out of plastic. Of course, the dishwasher has to be completely clean in order to kasher it. If it has grime on it, some scum that often collects on the sides or the bottom of the dishwasher, so then Hagola is not going to work. It has to be completely clean. But if the dishwasher is completely clean, Rabbi Willig held that Rov Poskim assume that you can kasher plastic. It just is a concern that the method of hechsher that you use has to be one that we're not concerned that the person is not going to do a proper hechsher process because he's afraid it's going to break. In the case of the dishwasher, we're not concerned. So as long as you would run the cycle, as long as you run it through a cycle, then that perhaps might serve as a hechsher process for the plastic, because Rabbi Willig and many poskim assume that plastic taka is a material that is kasherable.